You're about to listen to a true story told live, because this is True Stories Live, brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor.
Interestingly, I was thinking of beginning with murmuration of starlings. We used to see clouds of starlings across the fields at my school. And a school's another place where you have gatherings. It's often somewhere where you meet the friends who will stay friends for life. That wasn't in my case. I went to a public school which was as awful as bad public schools have ever been seen to be, where I don't know if any of you have ever seen Made in Chelsea, where, you know, those glossy girls who look like ponies have had their hair sort of groomed rather than brushed. And it's cliquey, it's horrible. And if you don't fit in, you're an outsider. And being an outsider at school is not a nice thing. It's something that actually stays with you all your life. I'm not yet, even now, I think, quite certain when I go into a gathering of people that I feel comfortable. There's always that sense of being an outsider that sort of lingers, well, like a smell, and it takes a little while to get used to. And I made friends the moment I left school, but they were individual friends who were very precious and are still precious. They've stayed friends. But gatherings scared me. And then a few years later, I found myself in Greece. And in Greece, there's a wonderful word called parea, where people come together. And it's the same group of people that often go out several times a week and eat together. And I was very lucky. I arrived in Athens, and there was an ad in the Athens News that was an audition for a play. And I went along and met a group of people and found myself on stage playing Mrs. Drudge in Tom Stoppard's play. And The Real Inspector Hound. And that's another story, which I'm not going to tell because I've told it before, about how that went on at the same time as the Polytechnic Massacre in 1973. But I met a group of people that I felt at home with, and gathering is coming home. And then, a few years later, we put together a children's musical based on Hans Christian Andersen's story of the Nightingale. And we called it Leonora and the Nightingale. And the audience had to rescue the nightingale, who was captured and put in a golden cage on stage. And the children had to cheer the very fat emperor and bring him downstage so that he could get their applause. And finding that you'd written something that made an audience cheer, and as the emperor came down, the children, and they were very small children, got more and more excited, and they cheered and cheered, and he bowed, and the nightingale was rescued every night. And I thought, yes, this is the gathering. It's an audience. It's an audience that's also participating, and it's something rather special. In fact, I've spent a lot of my life running festivals, and I always feel that at my funeral I'd like the Sergeant Pepper song, "You're such a lovely audience, I'd like to take you home with it. I'd like to take you home." Audiences are very special, as you are. And that sense of belonging. And it was a group of people who were all outsiders. One of them I remember saying to me, "Darling," he said, he was very camp. He said, "We are all might have beens, would have beens, but none of us are." But together we were. Together we created something. We created this musical, and it was an audience. And then I came here to Norwich and worked the North Norwich Festival, did lots of different jobs, but I started doing this True Stories Now, and I found a different kind of gathering, but it was the warmest gathering ever, where you could participate, but share, because you as an audience aren't just an audience that takes, you are an audience that gives, and the warmth you get in this room is that exactly same feeling that I got that day back in 1977, where you are participating in something and you feel I'm gathered together, and it's something very special, and I just want to thank you all, and it's just wonderful to be here. Thank you.
True Stories Live is a story show and story finding project brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor. For more information about all of the work that we do, head to our website, truestorieslive.co.uk.